scripture of Kanzeon Bodhisattva. In verse Mojini Bodhisattvas, world honored one, possessor of all grace. For what reason is the heir of the Buddha named Kanzeon?
Change into a pond. If you cast adrift upon the vast ocean, any danger from dragons, fish, and demons, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, the waves will not drown you. If from the peak of Sumeru someone would push you down, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, like the sun you will stand firm in the sky. If evil ones chase you and push you from Mount Diamond, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, not even a single hair will be harmed. If robbers surround you, each with a sword drawn to strike, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, compassion will awaken in them. If you suffer by royal command and your life is to end in execution, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, the sword will be broken to bits. If you are in prison, shackled and chained, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, the fetters will drop and you'll be released. If someone wants to injure you with curses or poison, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, these ills will return from whence they came. If you meet evil rakshas, poisonous dragons or demons, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, they will not dare to harm you. If you are surrounded by evil beasts whose teeth and claws are fearfully sharp, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, they will run away in boundless retreat. If vipers, lizards, snakes, scorpions threaten to scorch you with poisonous breath, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, they will turn away quickly at the sound of your voice. If clouds, thunder, and lightning flashes, if hailstones beat and rain pours down, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, immediately they will vanish away. If sentient beings are in great adversity and immeasurable suffering presses them down, the wonderful power of the wisdom of Kanon can relieve the sufferings of the world. Endowed with transcendent powers, full master of wisdom and skillful means in all the worlds in the ten directions, there's no place she doesn't manifest herself. The sufferings of those in the troubled states, hell dwellers, hungry spirits and beasts, the sufferings of her collisions and death, all by degrees are ended by her. She of the true gaze, she of the pure gaze of great and encompassing wisdom, gaze of pity, gaze of compassion, ever long forever revered. She is the spotless, pure ray of light, a sun of wisdom, dispelling darkness, a doer of woes, of storm and fire, illuminating all the world. Her will of compassion shakes like thunder, mind of mercy is like a great cloud which sends down sweet dew of dharma rain to quench the flames of earthly desires. In dispute before judges or in the midst of battle, if you think on the power of Kanzeon, all enemies will flee away. She has a wondrous voice, the voice of one who perceives the world, a Brahma voice, voice of the rolling tide, a voice unsurpassed in all this world. Therefore you should always think on her. Have no doubt, even for a moment, the pure seer Kanzeon will be a refuge when suffering, distress, or the misery of death. She is endowed with every quality, her eye of compassion is all sentient beings, her ocean of blessings is beyond measure. Therefore, Bodhisattva rose, stood before the Buddha and addressed him thus, world honored one, they would hear this scripture of Kanseyo Bosatsu and hear of her deeds and transcendent powers no small amount of merit will lay gain.
When the Buddha taught the scripture of the life and work of the all-sighted one, all present then, in number 84,000 strong, with all their hearts cherished a longing for the supreme enlightenment, with which nothing in all the universe compares.